Hello and welcome to the Top Drawer. Now, this is the sports podcast that gives you what's going on in and around the field and outside of the field as well. This week's highlights, it's a minus 18 win at the 2023 Magical Kenya Open Golf. And a Kenyan wins the Nagoya Marathon, speaks fluent Japanese in thanking the crowds, and three soccer match-fixing suspects are nabbed. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of it all. Now, Jorge Campillo of Spain is the winner of the 2023 Magical Kenya Open that ended at the Par 71 Muthaiga Golf Club. That was in Nairobi. Now, the golfer ended his campaign with a 5-under par 66. That's how he lifted the trophy. He carded a total of 4 rounds of 18-under par 266. Now, this earned him 460 points in the race to the Dubai finale. Good score of under 18. 18 under. Now, the projection, as had been given by the analysts, would be a minus 20. So that's not too far, just 2 shots, and he would have gotten to a minus 20. Campillo shot an impressive string of 6 birdies. That was in hole 4, hole 6, hole 8 in the front 9, and then a brilliant performance in the 10th and the 7th in the back 9. He was handed over the trophy by the Prime Cabinet Secretary Musalia Mudavadi, and with a 43 million shillings prize money to boot. But that is not the real story. The biggest local cheers were probably reserved for Kenyan youngster Mutai Kivogo. Now, he was the only Kenyan who made the dreaded cut, and that was on day 2 of the Magical Kenya Open. Mutai is the only one who survived in the event. He finished 65th overall with 1 under par 283. Remember his brother last year, Njoroge Kivugu, was the only local player again who survived the axe to proceed to the money bracket. Now, the 22-year-old Mutai Kivugu, on the other hand, fired a level par for a total 2 rounds of 3 under par 139. Now, that put him in the big money rounds. Of particular ecstasy, and he said it himself, was his birdie in the 18th hole that got the fans cheering him wildly. He said the fans got him going in the tournament. Plus, he said he did that in front of everybody who mattered. There were 6 amateurs, captained by Dennis Mara, who were playing alongside the pros in the tournament. Well done, Mutai Kivogo, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you soon in another forum. Now, let's go to football now, and the Teranga Cubs of Senegal defeated the Young Scorpions of Gambia 2-0 at the Cairo International Stadium to win the Africa Under-20 Cup of Nations. So Senegal are also the Africa Under-20 Cup of Nations champions. Now, Senegal, who had thrice lost in the CAF Under-20 Africa Cup of Nations finals, got their hands on the trophy and will now head to Indonesia 2023 as African champions. They beat the Gambia 2-0 in the Under-20 AFCON final in Cairo. Following their triumphs in the 2021 Africa Cup of Nations and the Beach Soccer AFCON and the African Cup of Nations in Algeria, Senegal have now added the Under-20 AFCON title to their glittering trophy collection. They now become the first African country to simultaneously hold the continent's most prestigious prizes. Now, prior to this game, Senegal and Gambia were the only teams to have scored in every match without conceding. But then Senegal again finished the tournament without conceding a single goal. You might want to note that Senegal have played in 3 consecutive finals at the Under-20 AFCON. That was in 2015, 2017 and 2019. Without ever managing to win the trophy. Goals from Suleiman Faye, Mamadou Camara in either half were enough to give the Cubs their first ever title in 4 attempts. Now they secured their 4th final place in the last 5 editions as they easily dispatched Tunisia 3-0 in the first semi-final at Ismailia to coast through. Nigeria, on the other hand, beat Tunisia 3-0 for a podium finish in the 3rd place. That was played again at the Cairo International Stadium. So the 4 nations will represent Africa this year's FIFA Under-20 World Cup in Indonesia. That will be from May 20th to June 11th. And if you thought that was all that Senegal won, you have to listen to this as well. Suleiman Faye, again of Senegal, was the man of the match. His teammate Lamine Camara emerged the man of the competition. Pap Diop emerged as the Umbro Golden Boot winner, and Landing Baji won the best goalkeeper, just as Nigeria claimed the Fair Play Award. But all the others went to Senegal. Our hearty congratulations to Senegal. Moving over to the sport, or if you'd like, the rough sport played by gentlemen, let's talk about rugby. The Kakamega-based side that is called Kabras are the new champions of the Kenya Cup. Kabras beat KCB 19-9, and the title glory was the Sugar Miller's second one and third overall. They also ended the season unbeaten. This was at the Kakamega Showground. The Kakamega side had a tough contest against the KCB side, but they won it second year, having won it in 2022 as well. Remember as well in 2016. The biggest feat of it all was that they won the season unbeaten. That's what you need to remember. Now, the head-to-head statistics would put it as the 16th meeting between the two sides, and KCB had an upper hand, winning 11 of them and on previous encounters. And one encounter ended in a draw. Kabras hosted the finals by virtue of having been the top-ranked team at the end of the regular season, which is the rule. Last year, they beat the Menengai Oilers again in Kakamega, and that is a team to watch out for even more. Let's go onto the road and onto the marathons now. The Nagoya Marathon specifically. Kenya's youth Chepngetich won the Nagoya Women's Marathon for the second straight year. That is over the weekend. It was in 2 hours, 18 minutes and 8 seconds. The 2019 world champion crossed the line at Valtellin Dome in Nagoya comfortably ahead of Tokyo Olympian Ayuko Suzuki of Japan, who finished second in 2 hours, 21 minutes and 52 seconds. Honami Maeda was third, 2 hours, 22 and 32 seconds. Now, Chepngetich, who also won her second straight Chicago Marathon in 2022, could not quite match her Nagoya race record of 2 hours, 17 minutes and 18 seconds, which she set last year. But she easily did enough to retain the title. Now, following the relaxation of COVID-19 safety measures, cheering was allowed from the roadside for the first time, and she really enjoyed that as she went on to win the race. While if that is not enough celebration, then I might as well let you know of what the Kenyans did in the East African Junior Championships. And it was a record of some sort as well, as the Kenyans made away with the bulk of the medals. How did they do it? Well, we can only look at it in the medals table, in which the under 20 men took 6 gold medals, 1 silver and 1 bronze. The under 20 women had 5 gold medals, 2 silvers and 1 bronze. The under 18 boys had 6 gold medals, 5 silver and no bronze. And the under 18 girls had 7 gold medals, 1 silver and 1 bronze. What a feat by the Kenyans. Now, if you heard about Ruth Wanjiro having won the Tokyo Marathon, well, she spoke in fluent Japanese in explaining herself and also thanking the fans and everybody else. If you could understand it, you'd probably hear it, but it was very good as well to just hear a Kenyan speak in fluent Japanese in the Japanese city.
She's getting very emotional. She says Japan is her home. Makes her just welcome and happy to live here.
もう優勝とって本当にありがとうございました。とても嬉しいです。I'm very happy. しかもワンジル選手2回目のマラソンで2時間16分28秒速報値ですごいタイムですね。そうですね。本当にもうベストなんですよ。うん、ベスト。信じられないです。She
says, I can't believe it. That was my absolute best. And I honestly can't believe it with regard to her time
today.すごいことになりそうですね。そうですよ。多分、次も。
She says next up, maybe she'll go for the world record. And thank you again for cheering. Thank you,
everyone.
Well, that's Ruth Wanjiro winning the Tokyo Marathon, Chepngetich winning the Nagoya Marathon. Well, let's move on to other news now. And let's talk about the match fixing and what goes on in Kenya. It's probably good news, but it's probably bad news as well. But the police are actually in custody of 3 suspects of match fixing. Now, Nairobi City Stars, who were singled out for that, actually weathered that match-fixing storm and drew with Sofapaka 1-1 in a Premier League match in mid-week. But the match was mad with controversies. 3 suspects had been arrested for allegedly trying to manipulate the game. A Kenyan, a Russian, and a Ugandan were allegedly trying to fix the game. And the plan was to have City Stars concede a goal in the first 10 minutes and another any time from the 80th minute. Now, the suspects had approached a former player and 8 City Stars players and an official to execute the plan. Now, they were arrested after having been set up by former footballer Festo Omokoto and also the seven whom they had approached. The players had been promised 1.8 million shillings if the deal went through, and they would receive 30,000 Kenya shillings in advance. Now, even more worrying is the fact that the suspects allegedly bragged to the police that they were, quote, well-connected, end of quote, before attempting to bribe them with 1 million shillings. And they have admitted that they have infiltrated several local clubs. The player who set them up, Festus Omokoto, was among the four local players banned by FIFA in 2020 from taking part in any football-related activity for a period of 4 years. This is after they were found guilty of match fixing. He said the suspects have for the last 1 month been asking him to connect them with City Stars players who they can recruit into the vice. If you remember, Festus Okiring, Moses Chikati are the other players who were banned for 4 years, while Ugandan George Mandela was banned for life. Omokoto has maintained his innocence, and he says that the ban has ruined his bright football career. He did not want the same predicament to befall other footballers, and that is why he whistle blew. Apparently, the suspects were quoting saying that the matches played on weekdays earned them more revenue than weekend games. Now, soccer administrators and stakeholders are calling for a law to criminalize match fixing. This incident comes after almost just about a month since another incident in which unknown persons again made attempts to another club to convince them to agree to fix the matches for a handsome amount of money. 17 players and coaches are under the FKF radar over match fixing allegations and are serving suspensions from football activities. Now, from that story to a little bit of celebration, Kwanzanze is a name that might not be very common in the lips of sports people, but they beat Lizeh bin Azaran of Morocco 3-0 in straight sets of 25-17, 25-10 and 25-16. Why did they beat them? They wanted to win an African title. So this is a team that has won multiple national and East African trophies. 6 times, if you are counting, they've been East African champions. Now they've extended their dominance to the continent. It means that now Kwanzanze are the African schools champions. And now that means they qualify as well to go for the World Schools Volleyball Championships. Kwanzanze beat Team B of Lycée Bil Arzane in the opening fixture and then punched their final ticket directly after topping the two-team Group B, while Morocco Team A defeated Niger and Senegal to reach the final. They were feted, of course, in Machakos. There were celebrations on the streets, and the governor of Machakos was very happy to have actually feted them and actually to have sponsored them even with their tickets to go for the tournament. They had another team there as well, which was Cheptil, and which faltered in the opening fixture. They lost 17-25, 16-25, and 19-25. That means 3-0 at Lycée in Morocco. Kwanzanze has produced players that have ended up playing for the national volleyball team, the Malkia Strikers. Well done, Kwanzanze, and good luck as you go forward in volleyball. Ultimately, let's look at the Kenyan Premier League table and where it is at now. The point gap between Gor Mahia, who's at the top, and Vihiga Bullets, who's at the bottom of the Premier League table, is 36 points. Gor Mahia 41, Vihiga has only 5. Now, the difference between Gor Mahia, who is at the first, and KCB, who is now at the second, is 5 points. KCB has 36 from the same number of matches as Gor Mahia. They have played 19 matches. The bottom team, Vihiga Bullets, needs 13 points to escape automatic relegation. Now, defending champions Tusker are third with 34 points. Moneybags Kenya Police, who recently signed former St. George goalkeeper Patrick Matasi, are fourth, 1 point behind Tusker. Let's leave it there for now. I'll keep you abreast of what else is going on in the world of sports. Catch up with the Top Drawer. That's the podcast that will let you know what's going inside of the field and also outside of the field. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now. I am Bernardo Tino.